USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stocks appear to be rebounding on Wall Street in early trading a day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average logged its worst day since 2008, in part because of coronavirus concerns. President Trump today meeting with Republican senators, pushing for a payroll tax cut that he says would help hourly workers impacted by the coronavirus. He says he wants workers to be in a position so as not to have to miss a paycheck, and that businesses shouldn't be penalized for the virus's impacts. Officials say President Trump was exposed to a couple of members of Congress who were exposed to someone who had the virus, but the president's not planning on getting tested for it. The Surgeon General says,
the president's got the best doctors in the world, and they are going to talk to him about his risk and about the circumstances that he's putting himself around.
General Jerome Adams speaking on ABC's Good Morning America, and this is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
On the eve of another round of Tuesday primaries, Joe Biden brought his recent backers and former rivals on stage at a Detroit rally. One of them, Senator Cory Booker, who threw his endorsement to Biden earlier this week.
I am so proud to be on Joe's team because Joe is on your team. I am so proud to be with Joe because Joe is with all of us.
Former candidate and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris also endorsing Biden and appearing at that rally last night. They released the names of two U.S. Marines who were killed in Iraq over the weekend. The Department of Defense saying Gunnery Sergeant Diego Pongo of Simi Valley, California, and Captain Moises Navas of Germantown, Maryland, both died on Sunday in north central Iraq. The two were helping Iraqi security forces during an operation against an ISIS stronghold there. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An ongoing oil dispute between Saudi Arabia and Russia is on President Trump's mind. Trump speaking with the Saudi crown prince by phone yesterday to discuss the crisis, which has been adding to turmoil in global financial markets, already reeling because of coronavirus. Russia and Saudi Arabia are in a titanic battle over the global oil market, and it's been pushing gas prices lower here in the U.S. The coronavirus is hitting especially close to home for four members of Congress, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Four members of Congress who attended CPAC to self-quarantine, Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz, Georgia Congressman Republican Doug Collins, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, and Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar, all had contact with a man from New Jersey who has the coronavirus and is being treated. The Conservative Political Action Conference held at National Harbor, Maryland at the end of February.
And it appears California is the place to live if you want to be happy. At least that's according to a new study from WalletHub. It put together the top 200 happiest cities in America based on depression rates, income growth rates, and other factors. And three California cities make the top five. Fremont's number one, San Jose number three, Irvine's number four. Plano, Texas came in second, by the way. Madison, Wisconsin was five. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.